Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Joy of Business Om Times Radio Show. My name is Amanda Anderson-Beluso, and I am here today together with...
Doris.
Schachenhofer. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so excited to be on with you and have this conversation.
So what are we going to talk about today?
We had a little conversation beforehand, and what showed up for both of us is how outrageous are you willing to be in business and non-linear? We learn so much in our lives to be linear, to set things after each other, to think about things, and then what happens is that this sometimes stops our creation, our life and living and business, and we cannot go beyond what we can imagine, right?
Wow, yes, true story. And just now when you said it, I was like, wow, that is so true that we do that in this reality. You know, that's what we're being taught, to be linear and to follow the steps, you know, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, whatever. And yeah, how much creativity is there actually in that? Not much.
None.
Not a lot, right?
So what does it mean? What does it mean to you to be outrageous in business?
It means for me that I don't follow rules and that I trust myself. And especially in business, that it's not about serious, you know, and I have to have it right. It's about what am I willing to be, and how what imitation can I be with I had a time where I made my life so serious, you know, and then when it comes to business, you know, you want to get it right and you want to also look what other people are doing, and then you're looking like, what are they doing? But then often we lose ourselves in comparing, in you see someone and they have this straight way of doing business, and they might be successful, but you want to look at, is this working for you as well? What is it you are being and can bring to business and creation that might not be normal, but it would create something different and spice things up, you know?
Yeah, totally. Thank you. Well, I mean, for me, it is also exactly what you said, and it really comes down to that thing about, you know, being willing to be you, basically, and do things in your own way. Because for me, it's like I try to follow all of those things that you should do and all of those things that people said that, oh, if you just do this, everything is going to be good and you're going to be successful. But it never really worked, you know? And there's so many, like, if you just look around the world, there are so many people out there that are selling like a recipe. Like, if you follow this recipe, you're going to be successful. But for me, the one thing that is missing in that is that there's no question in it. There's just this five-step program. And if you follow the five-step program, So what if the five-step program don't work for you? Or what if the five-step program is not fun for you? And that's the thing that I find really interesting, is that it seems like it's actually outrageous in this world to have fun in business, which in itself is
I just wanted to say, Amanda, what does fun need to do? Like, why do you put fun and business in one sentence? It's like, it doesn't need to be fun. It just needs to work. Like, five steps, just do them, and it will work out sometime. Even if it doesn't, like, even if you need, like, to break yourself into these 5 points and instructions, it doesn't matter because it will work. This is what a lot of people say, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's like, already before you start, it's like, oh, and you know it's going to be hard, and you're going to have to work really, really hard, like around the clock, and you're not going to earn any money for the first 2 or 3 or whatever, how many years. And, you know, but if you just buckle down and put in the work, then it's going to be good in the end. Whilst, you know, what I'm aware of is that, well, if I don't have fun, what's the point? And,
yeah. So when did this change for you? What happened in your life and in business life where you thought?
Okay. Yeah. I was running a family company, actually. I grew up in a family company, so I was always, you know, that was my expected path to go, to work in the family company. And probably when I was older, you know, everyone expected me to take over the family company. And I did, actually, together with my brother, we took over not the whole company, but a small part of it, because it was a very big company. But we took over a small part of it. So when I was 24 years old, all of a sudden I was sitting there at an office and I had over 100 employees, and I didn't know what to do with it. So for me, in that moment and in that stage of my life, I felt like, and it was before as well, I had the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business. So I didn't really know how to handle it. So the only thing that I saw that I could go to in order to handle it was to do it in the right way. You know, so I looked around me and I was like, okay, so how do you run a company? How do you be a boss? How do you have people work for you? What do you need to do? You know, but it was all based on what works for other people. It was never based on, you know, what works for me. So we were running that company
No, it's just so cool to hear this, because I knew you back then when you had this company.
Yeah.
And I would say you appeared as this young business owner for me. And I was, you know, it was something like, oh, I want to... I also want to have this in my life. So what you were able to do is, there was something different going on in your world, but from the outside it looked like, oh my God, she's a business owner. She's so young. She's beautiful. She has all of it. And this is where the dread comes in, right? Because you tried to fit into the business world being somehow seen as this. And at the same time, you got unhappy and it didn't work for you. And from outside, people would say, oh, my God, she's successful. I want to have that as well. Not knowing what's going on for you and what it means.
Exactly. Because the thing that people didn't see as well was that we were struggling. Like, the business was not doing very well. Surprise, surprise. You know, because usually if you don't have fun, and if you don't actually like what you do, it's kind of hard to actually, you know, have a successful business. So, yeah, what people didn't see was that we were struggling, and that we, both me and my brother, we weren't happy. We were stressed out, and we were constantly kind of, you know, stressed out, basically. And, it just didn't seem to work. No matter what we did, no matter how much time and effort we put into it, it just didn't seem to work out. So, yeah, and then thanks to the tools.
Yeah,
exactly. So then, you know, after a couple of years of running this company, I started using the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business. And I think the thing that really changed it for me, or the thing that actually started that whole, like, maybe I actually could choose something else, was very simple. Like, I just started to ask myself questions. And those questions were very uncomfortable because it was all of these, you know, okay, so what would I actually like to do? What would I actually like to create my life as? How would I like my future to be? You know, what is it that actually brings me joy? And then I realized that, you know, the business I was in, the relationship I was in, and, you know, all of these things were not actually matching that energy that I realized that I wanted my life to be. So it was a long process of kind of unraveling and discovering what I actually wanted to do. And then it took years to actually choose something different.
Wow. Wow. And was everyone, like, really agreeing to your choice about perhaps ending this company or choosing something different? How was it surrounding with what's going on for you?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both. I'm so grateful for my brother and my mom, because both me and my brother, eventually after a couple of years, we just came to this awareness of, like, hey, it's not worth it. We're very young and we are not having any fun, and we are, you know, we're on our way to serious depression. Both of us, we were not doing good. So I'm so grateful for him as well, because both of us, it came to that point where we were just looking at each other like, what are we actually doing? Like, why are we doing this? What's the point, kind of thing? And of course, you know, the expectations and the projections from everyone else was that, like, you have such a big, you know, you have this possibility and you would be stupid if you don't use it, because we were basically handed a company, you know, we were basically handed a business. But both my brother and my mom, it was like the three of us that had this, it was this process that the three of us actually went through together. And again, I am so grateful for the tools of Access and Joy of Business, because otherwise, I don't know if this would have been possible, because all three of us were actually using the tools and we were using them together. And I'm so grateful for my mom, because she was, you know, she was the owner of the big part of the company. And she always, always, always told us, hey, the only thing that is important to me is that you guys are happy. I don't care about the business. I don't care about any of it. Whatever you guys need to choose for you to be happy. So I'm very grateful.
So we are going into a break, and I'm so excited from you to hear what changed and how it is now, right?
Yeah. Yes. And then I want to ask you the same question.
So,
cool. See you soon. Now, after the break.
See you soon.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, everyone.
We are back.
Hello.
We are back. That is so funny when we are not. You're at home in Sweden, or where are you right now?
Yes, I am home in Stockholm until tomorrow when I leave for London.
Oh, cool. New adventures.
Yeah.
And I'm here in Vienna, so we don't see each other. And it's like, you know, girls that... like who is starting
exactly.
Also, you know, it's here this radio show, and what I learned also with being outrageous, it might seem a little bit weird, but it's also not needing to be perfect. Like the need of perfection goes away, and what other people expect from you or you think they wanna see you as, and it's really like what do you want to be? How much fun can you have? And where it doesn't matter anymore what other people think about you.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you so much for saying that. And it's so, you know, kind of walking your own path or following your own knowing or, you know, trusting your gut feeling or whatever you want to call it. In business, just that is, you know, considered being outrageous because everyone expects you to follow the recipes and follow the proven strategies that work. And if you are
and think
yeah
and you know,
exactly
you should think please think about this and then
yeah.
you think and it doesn't change, you know. Like okay, and I would get with your business, you know, and then you would look at things and think around and think, okay, what could we, like, we need to make it happen. You know, as you said, it was handed over you. A lot of people would say, how can you not take this? It came so easy in your life. And it's like, yeah. And are you willing to look at if it works for you? And if that is really, what makes you happy? It's like,
yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day, it comes down of, are you sitting on your couch happy or are you stressed out and hating to go to work tomorrow and like having fear if you can make it or not, or if money comes in or not, if you can pay your rent or being there for your family and for yourself. It's like, okay, it's a choice and it's not wrong. And it's, does it work for you?
Exactly.
And
I mean, the reason why it took us so long to actually make that choice, like we knew it for years. We knew that that business actually didn't work for us. We knew it for 2-3 years, you know, but it took that time for us to, you know, kind of sort out, I want to say, like, okay, so what is actually true for me and what is actually the expectations from other people and what, you know, am I choosing based on what I know or am I choosing based on what everyone else expects of me? Because sometimes it's not always that easy to kind of quote unquote know the difference, like it all gets mashed in together. And that's where the questions are so powerful. Like, okay, so what is it that is actually true for me? But most of us are not being taught to ever ask those questions. We're not being taught to ask questions at all. But so for us with the company, of course, everyone was projecting at us of like, oh my God, if you let this go, you're so stupid and you're, you know, you're missing such a great opportunity. And again, this thing of like, I know that it's hard for you now, but if you only put in a couple of more years, it's going to be successful, you know?
Oh,
but
yeah.
It came to a point, But it came to a point for us where we were like, I don't want to give it even another week. Like, it's not worth, it's not worth the unhappiness.
So. And I see, as you said, it took a time to change it and to take the courage perhaps as well and to follow your knowing and what you desire. Mm-hmm. I also get it's a smart choice. Because sometimes people would throw away everything, you know, like having this moment of, oh my God, it doesn't work, and then they throw away everything. And I'm not sure, I assume now, you still made money out of it. So it's like, it is something that is helping you to create your life. And you can always look at what is the next step to choose here, to change here, and also go with the things that are contributing to your life right now, and then changing over what you know and what's showing up, right?
Yeah. Yep. Totally. But, and it's also like we all go through these things in life and in business. I mean, I am so grateful for those 4 or 5 years or however many years it was in total, because I learned so much. Like the things that we went through, like it was lawsuits and it was, you know, all of these, you know, you have to learn to how to hire people and how to fire people and how to, you know, we had to learn everything. And now I'm so grateful for all of that because I have so much more awareness. So my business and my life that I'm creating today, it wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for all of that. In the past.
What are you grading today? What, how does it look like for you right now?
Right now, my business is way more outrageous and way more out of control and very nonlinear. For me, one of the biggest things that I realized throughout this whole journey was that it actually doesn't work for me to just have one thing going on. Like, I realized that I need to have several different projects and several different businesses at the same time. So today I work a lot with Access Consciousness. I handle a lot of translation. I'm not a translator myself, but I coordinate a lot of translation for a lot of big events and classes around the world for Access Consciousness. And I also work together with my brother again, which I'm very happy about, and my husband. So the three of us have a company together where we do classes, and my husband is a photographer as well. So it's his commercial photography and also workshops and seminars and stuff for photographers around the world.
Then, have you thought, sorry for interrupting, but this is one of the points of, as I know a little bit, have you thought some years ago that you will be involved in taking photos, being behind the scenes, setting up a shooting and all of this stuff that you're grading with him? Is this something that was somehow in your world, or is it really something of like, oh my God, I'm doing all this, I've never thought about this?
No, I had no idea whatsoever. Yeah. And the whole business in itself, it kind of just, it didn't just happen, obviously. We chose it, but it was very unexpected. And at the same time, when we started it, it made so much, like, quote-unquote, sense. Or it just felt like, yes, this is matching the energy of what I actually want to create.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing. You could never have thought about it. Nothing you could, like, with thinking, great. It's like you asked for something, then it showed up, and you're like, oh, something with taking photographs and making shootings. Oh, that's fun for me. How cool is that? And as you said, it matched the energy. And this is nothing we can figure out from linear point of view, from not being outrageous, from going from like the business steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the thing that are showing up when you're willing to ask, okay, what, like what you did, what would be fun for you? And that is where we both, me and Amanda, would like to invite you out there, you listeners, to start really asking questions and take the courage of starting with, what else is possible for me in my life? What would be fun for me? And it seems so little, but if you go on asking and don't expect an answer today or tomorrow, something else will show up and you will be surprised that things show up that are not at all wherever in your head, like Amanda says with what she's creating now. And this is such a great example, Amanda, and so cool. And you wanted to add something, and I interrupted you.
I don't remember now, and it doesn't matter. But yeah, totally what you're talking about. And again, like, it's not what we're being taught. Like, no one ever teaches us to ask questions. We're being, if we look at, you know, how the whole system works with the school and all of that, it's like you're just supposed to find the answer. But if you're willing to, like, okay, let's actually ask a question here, that's where the magic shows up. And that's where all of these doors of possibilities are just being opened. And again, they're all so unexpected most of the time. Like, they come from the sidelines and you're like, what? I had no idea that I would ever be involved in this or whatever it might be. And, you know, possibilities just show up that you never could have expected. And that's the magic of it. That's what really makes me excited. And that's also, you know, being outrageous. I think maybe I lost Doris. It became very quiet all of a sudden. Okay, let's see if she jumps on again soon. I lost her. Yeah, so anyway, this thing about being outrageous and asking questions, it's really, really is something that we have not been taught. But if you are willing to start playing with it and just see what happens. Like, what if you could have that ongoing curiosity of never knowing what is going to happen, but always being curious of what is going to happen? Are you back, Doris?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm so sorry.
I had a phone
no
call
coming
in and it kicked me out.
No worries at all.
Oh, okay.
And I think we're just about to go to another break. And after the break, I want to ask you these questions too, Doris, because I'm very curious about your journey as well.
Thank you.
See you after the break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We are back on OM Times Radio Show with Amanda. Anderson DeLuzzo, is this right? Yes. And Doris Fassenhofer. just thinking, you added a name, right?
Oh. Yes, so it's very long now, but I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. So thank you so much for this conversation, Doris. This is a lot of fun, and I hope that you guys are listening, that are listening, and is enjoying it too. Now I am very curious to hear your story, Doris. What has changed for you in business? What did you do before, and how is it different now?
So a lot has changed, and it's so different. I studied social work, so I always worked with people. You know, this was what I always asked for, and what was my desire, to work with people and show them possibilities. And within social work, the jobs that I did in different areas with adults and teenagers and different topics, it was somehow limited, you know? It's like you go into the work every day in and out, and it's based on problems. It's based on giving solutions to the problems, and then there is one problem and 10 solutions to pick from. This is more or less for me. It might be a little bit different than in the situation, but this is where it's limited of what you can offer. And it was like, I'm like, is this really what I want, that I want to talk about problems my whole life? And I changed jobs a lot. Like, the longest time that I've been in a job within 10 years was 2 years, you know? And then I changed again, and I changed again. I always changed when I was like, okay, I'm done here. I have seen it. I have, I always had fun in my jobs. I always took jobs where I'm like, oh, this could be fun now. And then half a year later, I was like, okay, I'm done now. This is boring. Can I do something different? And I looked at another job, you know. And so I was always, in a way, outrageous and different, because some people were like, why are you not staying longer? Like, I always had it easy. You know, I remember my brother always said, you know, when he wanted to quit a job, there is this thing of you need to tell them that you quit, and then you need to stay 3 months longer and give over the job, and then you can leave. And for me, it was like, when I made the choice to leave, I left. Like, I always told them, now this is my choice. What's the possibilities here? I want to, like, leave tomorrow. And it always worked out, because there was no point of view in my world of, I cannot do that. It's like, why would I stay here? But I never left angry. I really left from, I'm over now. I'd like another adventure. And one thing, like, that my sister showed me or told me when I was young, she's like, even if you're happy in a job, always look out for if there is another job that would create more or would make you happier.
Wow.
And this is a thing where I'm like, I always did that. Even with living, you know, living in an apartment. But if you're like, if something else is showing up, just look if this would be great more. And I'm like, okay, cool.
So, and that's amazing.
Thank you for saying that, because it's like that ongoing, always asking basically what else is possible.
That's great.
And this is one of the things that I got out from my family, but this is another topic, maybe. Then I'm a mom from two kids. They are now 6 and 7. And when I was at home with the kids, I was happy. I was enjoying to be with them. And then there came this point where I was like, okay, what do I want to do great now? Like, do I want to stay at home the whole time? Do I want to work? What do I want to work? And I got that the job that I had before didn't work out really. I knew this would really be complicated to do this with the two kids. And it was such a flexible thing that I knew, okay, going back is not an option. And there was always in my world, I want to be my own boss. I want to have my own resources. You know, I want to not be limited. And this was the question I was asking in a way without having the access consciousness tools. I was like, what else is possible? I want to be my own boss. Mm. And then during staying at home with the kids, access consciousness showed up in my world. And first I resisted it. It was so funny. I was like, no, I don't require this. This is not for me, whatever this is. And, but the invitation came in and it didn't let me go. And so one day I had been at a class and the only thing I can remember is I drove home with a big, big smile on my face. And, and the information I gave my ex-husband back then was like, this is my job. This will be my business after one day. And I was unhappy back then. I was a little bit like isolated and I got so serious with being a mom and making it right. And, you know, making all right for my kids. And what showed up then is that I got unhappy and I excluded myself. So, and with the time then, and using the access consciousness tools, and we have so many things we hear, talked a lot about the questions. But we also have, for example, interesting point of view. So I started also to have an interesting point of view, what I think that my kids require, what I think that I have to do as a mom and be as a mom. And so that a lot of things showed up and opened up. And from being a social worker, that's totally great. Whoever is listening to this, this is... like, it's so amazing if there are people out there that are being with other people. And I'm like, how can we look at the possibilities and not always look at the problems and have conversations about what's the possibility here? And what changed for me as well is I don't need to have a solution anymore for any other person. It's I'm being the space and giving them allowance as well that people can explore whatever works for them, you know? And then this beauty shows up that they come to possibilities they have never thought about, even if in the most difficult and depressive situation and a situation where I think I will not find out a way here. And this is what I'm going for now. My business is a global business now. I'm still working with a lot of people in workshops and sessions and show people that there are possibilities. And, you know, yesterday I saw a picture of a company, a magazine that is called Women Entrepreneurs. And they posted a picture on Facebook yesterday that said, impossible if you take it a little bit, how do you say this in English? If you take it, if you look at it from another perspective, it says, I am possible.
Yeah.
I am possible. So this was yesterday again. I was like, every time when we say it's impossible, it's where it's possible, but we don't know how.
Yeah. And then we try to figure it out and think it into existence.
Totally. And thank you for asking me because it also gets me to look at, we often don't acknowledge and we go on and still in this, there needs to be like a little bit more of this where we are impatient of. It should be even more. It should be even more instead of like taking a moment like, oh my God, I've so much changed in the last years. And included myself and included my family in creating something greater. And a main target for me is to have choice and to let other people know that they have choice. And this is outrageous, I would say.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Also, because we started this conversation with outrageous. This is outrageous, and it's so different for people that you have always choice and that you can make choice. And for me, it's always, as I'm a mom, I think for my kids, I want them to know that they have choice. And with choice, a lot of other things are not that complicated anymore. Not that, you know, where you think, yeah. So,
totally.
Thank you.
Super
happy.
Yeah. Just being happy is quite outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah. Totally.
Which is a bit crazy.
Totally outrageous. And last time I looked at it a little bit from another direction, and it seems weird for some people, but just get the energy of it. To be happy is also perverted for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And this word,
totally.
It has a perversion to it, like, because people think, like, you can't be happy all the time, and business is not always a happy place.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but what if? And what if you would look at this and start asking questions around it and be willing to be invited by us? Like, not only listening to it and says, yeah, this took to women. including it. Yeah, to crazy women. Start including it. And what changed for me as well, I want to mention, is my life and my friendships or people that I know were really in my area. I didn't like know a lot of people from all over the world, and it opened up so much. Like, I know people from all over the world that can have these conversations and have new input and new information where I can look at, oh, would this work for me? Would this be fun for me? Or what has this person to say, and what has this person to say, you know?
Yeah. Totally. And that, for me, that was a big part as well of actually choosing, you know, who do I have around me, and who do I have conversations with? And I remember the first time I walked into a big Access Consciousness class, which was a class here in Stockholm with Dr. Dane here, that is one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness. And I just walked in the door, and it was over 200 people in there. And I was like, ah, this is where you are. I've been looking for you guys my whole life, you know, and that was people from all over the world. So yes, totally. I am so grateful for that too. And just being able, you know, to have this conversation, you and me right now, and share it with everyone listening too. It's such a gift.
Totally. That's so true.
Oh, now we're going into another break. Time flies when you're having fun.
So that's true.
See you later.
See you soon.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
We are back again on Om Times Radio Show with my friend and colleague, Amanda Anderson Beluso, and my name is Doris Schachenhoff, and we are both joy of business facilitators to bring joy in business all over the world and whoever is asking for it and would like to have more of that. Amanda,
I was just going to say that every time I think about the fact that I am a joy of business facilitator, I'm like, oh, yes, I am. And it just makes me so happy because I love these tools and I love these classes. And it's so much fun to facilitate them and to, yeah, create with them. So very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, to bring this to other people, yesterday I had a session with a business owner. He's an inner man traveling the world with his business. And the funny thing was his partner and girlfriend scheduled this session with me with him. And then we came on. I'm doing my sessions on Zoom often. And so we came on and he saw me. And then he's like, okay, hi, what are we doing here? And I'm like, we're having a session with everything you want to talk about. And he's like, oh, I didn't know what I'm doing here. I just got the information that I will have 1 hour with you. And I'm like, okay, cool. But what happened
is too funny. You know,
from this place, I was like, oh, okay, what is possible here? If we don't go, like, find problems in your world, perhaps you have no problems, but where can I assist you with your business or anything in your life to look at what else is possible and what could you ask for and open up? And this guy was so kind and interested. And, you know, when you hear this tools the first time, within 1 hour, and we are, but he was so cool. And he would ask so many questions, and he was like, okay, if I have 1 hour now and it's on me asking questions, I will start there. And he just said, you know, this is with my business and what else is possible. And I gave him some tools. And the beautiful thing at the end of the session was then he said, so are you telling me that it would be great if I would be like a child? And then I looked at this and I was like, maybe not a child. Maybe you want to like be the adult you be, but you want to add the childlike wonder, like this wondering of what else is possible, this curiosity in your world. And he was like, oh, yes, I can do that. Because if we go into like, let's be like a child, some situations like require the adult you're being and you have grown to, but to have everything and to add again the childlike wonder, and you can ask, and you can also, this is also a question where I like, okay, I wonder what else is possible if I invite back my childlike wonder. And every time where you sit somewhere and you say, I wonder what would be possible with this, I wonder what could I add here. I wonder who I could meet next, you know. And this was a gift yesterday that he was so willing to have something of that and to not resist it or say, okay, I don't know what the topic is.
That's great.
And what I wanted to add to before we went into the break, where you said you looked at one point around who is in your life, who is surrounding you, who are you going to a coffee with, you know, who are you spending time with?
Yeah.
And what I got the last week, we more likely tend to go to people and spend time with people that are familiar for us with the energy, you know, with what we know, because people that invite you to more possibilities are not always comfortable.
No, true.
When
you're
showing you a different possibility and it opens your world, sometimes it busts it open your world, then it's not always comfortable. And this is what my new ask is, to invite more people into my life that are not comfortable for me.
Mm. You know,
yeah, that's a great, that great ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, where
that's the thing.
Like, yeah.
No, like that's the thing as well of like, if you want to create something different, if you want to, you know, really create a life that, that is fun for you, it's not always going to be super comfortable. Like you will come up to those uncomfortable moments where you need to, you know, get really present and ask yourself those questions. Okay, what is it that I actually would like to choose? Because it could be, sometimes, you know, it feels like it's easier to go down that same old familiar route of, you know, doing it in the same old way, but it does it actually work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's also when you just as I sit in my apartment, you know, it has a certain size, and now I know, you know, what it takes to take care of my apartment, what it costs. And then if I would take a bigger apartment, you know, it's a different way of taking care of it. It will cost another amount of money. And it can be also stretch, you know, now. It stretches like the your comfort zone. It stretches your whole life. And this is where it's like, would you invite people and things that stretches everything? And you come into areas that you've never been before, but there is where the adventure is and where your life gets expanded and totally. Has so much more of everything.
Mm. And it really is that, you know, magic happens outside of your comfort zone. And it's so true.
Yeah.
And if you just dare to challenge yourself, and as you said so brilliantly as well, of actually inviting the uncomfortable into your life, then you know that that comfort zone is going to be blasted away eventually, which is...
Yeah. And you know,
beautiful.
You can start it in your daily life.
Yeah.
It's sometimes people, yeah, you know, it's really uncomfortable for people to go for a dinner alone or take a coffee alone in a cafe or something. But what if you made this choice? And it will spread out in other areas of your life. You know, it's not always that it's what we also not look at is the we open up things that they are not separated and not the linear thing. Okay, this is business. This is private life. Everything you choose, you know, in your daily life will also have an effect on business and the other way around. So
yeah.
This is what I love about the Joy of Business tool so much, that it gives me so much freedom, choice, and so much different directions to look at stuff and not get stuck. So Amanda, where do we find you? Where can people connect with you? And what's going on for you with your Joy of Business classes and workshops?
Yeah, with my Joy of Business classes and stuff, I just actually facilitated a Business Done Different class, a 3-day masterclass this weekend. And it was amazing. It was so much fun. So right now, what's up in my world is that I'm really demanding on myself to facilitate more classes, because every time I do it, I'm like, oh my God, this is so much fun. I want to do this every day. So I'm really asking to create more classes around the world. Right now on the schedule, I have one in Helsinki in Finland, the last weekend of July. And then, yeah, I'm looking at where else in the world
cool.
and when I would like to facilitate classes. So that's more coming. And the best way, the best place to find me and my Joy of Business is my website that is called blondegirlbusiness.com. And I also
have
some fun.
So you can all imagine what hair color Amanda has.
Exactly.
And there's also so many points of view about blonde, and I love so much that you totally go into this and say, and turn it up. And so, yeah, check out Amanda and look if it would be fun for you to invite her. You know, we are always happy if someone says, yeah, I'd like to create this with you. I invite you to where I'm living and let's look what's possible. So this is always a possibility.
Yeah totally. And I also do, you know, yeah. I also do online sessions and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So where do people find you?
That's true.
What do you
so
have coming
at the
up?
Moment, my web page is still in build up, but you can always
cool.
find me on Facebook, on Instagram with my name Doris Schackenhofer. Not always the easiest, but you will find out. And I also do sessions, two classes. My next trip business class is in Lyon, a one-day class in France in March. Mm. And then I will have one, a three-day class in the Netherlands in May. And I'm also asking for more. And I also see that I have more sessions. And we are open also to go in companies and show all the tools and the possibilities for teams and companies and what else is possible to grade there with total ease. And these tools are so effective, so easy, and it's nothing where you need to sit down. It's really cool to include them in the daily life.
Yeah.
And we invite totally. You to start asking what else is possible. What choice can I make that I have not considered, and what life would be fun for me, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's really the key point, I would say. What is it that actually is fun for you? And also, if you have a business, as Dori said too, like how could you create more joy in your business or with
yeah.
your coworkers or with your employees? Because we all actually know this. It's just that we tend to forget sometimes that if we're happy and if we're having fun, we're also way more productive and we're doing a better
totally.
Job. So it's,
yeah.
Yeah. It's
and
a
you know, when
possibility for sure.
Yeah. With non-linear and being outrageous, you can always ask in every situation, if I'm not being linear here, what else is possible? If I would choose to be outrageous,
perfect
here,
way
what then. Else is possible?
Thank
you
so much, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Doris.